When you're writing a book, do you keep a separate calendar so you know what's going on and when? When you edit your chapters, do you often struggle to locate a certain scene that you need to work on? Where is that sword fighting scene anyway? When you want to get a bird's eye view for plotting purposes, do you get lost in the weeds of your text like I do? If so, join me on Fabulous Writing Tips. Today, let's talk about how to keep your manuscript organized. When I write, I use Microsoft Word. If you don't use that application, you might just want to skip to another episode of Fabulous Writing Tips. Or you might find that what I do with Microsoft Word is something you can do with, say, Google Docs or whatever you use to write with. But for now, let's look at how the navigation pane of Word can become your secret weapon. To see the navigation pane in action, you just fire up Word and then you go to View, Sidebar, Navigation. Now, if all these directions are confusing to you, just go to the details of this episode and I'll put a link in there with some printable directions. So the sidebar will open up on the left and you'll see four tabs, and one of them looks like a list, a bulleted list with dots and lines. We're all familiar with that, I think. Make sure that's showing. And then if nothing else is listed there in that pane, it's because you need to just go back into your document and apply a style to each of your chapter headlines. And you want to style it with the format of heading one. And as soon as you do that, you'll notice that your chapter headings will all show up on the left in the navigation pane. It's really cool. So this navigation pane can do three things for you. It can plot your story, it can help you edit your story, and help you keep track of the timeline in your book. When I first discovered this feature of Word, I titled my chapters simply Chapter 1, Chapter 2, and Chapter 3. And then over on the navigation pane, I saw Chapter 1, Chapter 2, Chapter 3. Cool. I could jump around if I needed to. I had no idea what was in those chapters, but I could jump around in them. Ho-hum. But then one day, I had an epiphany. Why not add a hint to the title so I knew what was going to be in that chapter? So I started adding a couple of words to each of my chapter titles, like chapter 1/meet 0/rents apartment, because those two scenes were in my chapter one. And presto change-o, I discovered a great way to use Word as a plotting paradigm. Now, I usually write a 30 chapter book, so I know that by chapter 15, I need to be writing that major turning point scene. That's where the first love scene is. That's where the body falls out of the ceiling. It's something that vaults your story in a completely different direction and your characters start to change. It's very important. And it's very important to put it in the right place in your book. So for me, if I'm not seeing that scene appearing in chapter 15, I know there's something wrong with my pacing. And you can too. You can see that if your midpoint is a little bit too high in the navigation pane list, or it's a little bit too low in the list, you need to address something in your pacing by adding scenes, taking scenes out, moving stuff around. It's a great way to keep you on track. Now, since I'm a slow learner, I use the navigation pane and my hints and my titles to keep me on track. Yeah. But I wrote a couple more books just doing that and thought I was a genius. But then I had a second epiphany. This epiphany hit me when I was writing The Prodigy, which had a really tight timeline and some dead parents in the backstory. The trouble is, I fell in love with the world I created in that book. And I wrote two other books, which became the Londo Chronicles. But the two new books were actually prequels that made it mandatory for me to go back into the first book, The Prodigy, and tweak some things, you know, like the dead parents in the backstory. And let me tell you, it was a nightmare. Sure, I had the major scenes listed in my titles and showing up in the navigation bay. I knew when the thugs attacked. I knew when Veronique's audition occurred. But did I know what day it was? What year? No. And I had to know. So I printed out The Prodigy, all 300 and some pages of it on paper. I had to read the entire thing cover to cover. And then I had to go in and make notations in the margins about what the date was. Then I had to begin the task of inserting all the dead parent scenes because I had to resurrect those parents that I had killed off in the first version of The Prodigy. They were only placeholders then, part of Veronique's story about why she was an orphan. But now, after two prequels, Veronique's parents became the stars of the show, and I couldn't kill them off. I had to bring them back. But how and where to insert those scenes made me almost lose my mind until an idea struck me. Why not add the day of the week to my title headings? That way I could see at a glance what happens on, say, Monday. Wow, such a simple solution. But like I said, I'm a slow learner. So now my titles look like this. Chapter 1/Meets Hero/Rents Apartment/Monday. Now, if the book spans a great length of time, I might change Monday to the actual date so I know what year it is, what month, but it all depends on the story that you're writing. So as I'm writing, I can now look to the left of my document in the navigation pane and see all the major scenes and when they occur. It is so helpful. You wouldn't believe how many times a character in my story will say, oh, I'll meet you on Wednesday. Let's go to the bar. And then as I'm writing months later and I have to go to the bar, I have no idea what day it's supposed to be. Well, I don't usually know what day it is anyway. So if I have that date in my navigation pane, it's a piece of cake. Now, of course, after the book is finished, I make a copy of my manuscript for publishing and for querying, and I take off all of those details in the chapter headings. But I retain the copy with the longer headings for future use because, trust me, at some point in time, you're going to want to go back to that novel and see a bird's eye view of it. It's going to happen. And sometimes if I have clever chapter titles, I think I'm being pretty darn clever, and I'm publishing the book as an indie, I might retain those longer chapter titles because they can be provocative and make a reader keep reading. Because chapter 13, bland old chapter 13, becomes chapter 13/The Haunted Castle or chapter 13/Meg's First Kiss. But whether or not you can retain those longer chapter titles during traditional publishing is up to your editor. I hope you'll check out the navigation pane. It's made a huge difference in the way I edit and plot, and it's been a great tool to know about. I think it will change your writing life too. And you know what I always say, life is short, write smart. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to Fabulous Writing Tips. Happy writing, happy reading, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye for now.
Oh, thank you.